Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda Smith, and in studio joining me, I have a very special guest named Alex, who works at McKay High School. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you tell me, I guess, who you are and what your position is?
Yeah, so I'm Alex Figueroa. I'm the orchestra teacher at McKay High School. This is my fourth year as orchestra director there.
Okay, that's awesome. What made you want to take on this position?
Yeah, so I actually moved to Oregon from Ohio four years ago. And, you know, McKay was a community that I thought needed a lot of help and had a really strong music program and tradition. Mm-hmm. So seeing that inspiration in the community made it seem like a perfect place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it pretty fun watching the kids grow and just learn different strategies and different songs?
It's been incredible. It's the highlight of the job. It really is. Seeing that light bulb moment where mm-hmm. a student will be working so hard towards something and finally get it.
Yes.
And seeing that progress over the course of 4 years is really an inspiring process.
Absolutely. And you guys have an event coming up.
We do, yes. So on March 21st, we're hosting cellists from the Oregon Symphony. It's a husband and wife duo from the Oregon Symphony, and they're playing a concerto alongside our McKay students.
Okay. And you guys said you kind of brought those two in. It's not a typical high school musical, if you will.
Correct, yes. So we're bringing in two members from the Oregon Symphony to play alongside our McKay Chamber Orchestra, which is one of the best groups in the state. We typically qualify for state orchestra championships every year, and it's a really hard-working group of kids.
Okay. What would you say is your favorite thing about your job?
Oh, that's tough. There's a lot of good things.
I bet.
I love just interacting with the students on a daily basis. And really building those relationships and bonds with them and creating something special for them. You know, music is meant to bring people together, and I think we all need that.
Absolutely.
And helping these young people express themselves and communicate through music, helps keep them out of trouble, mm-hmm. helps, provide good coping mechanisms for them that they might not be getting elsewhere.
Yeah, I truly believe that. One of my nephews, actually, he dives deep into music as a coping mechanism. So that's a real thing. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Alex. We are going to be back in about 30 minutes. So stay tuned, you guys, and we'll be right back. More with Dan Bongino. Hey guys, it's Amanda, and we are back again with Alex, who is the teacher of the orchestra at McKay High School. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about the students, what type of instruments they play, and I guess maybe what this program has done for them.
Yes. So at McKay, we're really fortunate to offer a wide variety of music opportunities for students. So we have four string orchestras at McKay High School. So string orchestras being violin, viola, cello, bass.
Okay.
And then we also are lucky to offer a full symphony orchestra. So that's going to be your strings alongside trumpets, trombones, flutes, oboe, everything in between.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have what we have at McKay, and we're really looking forward to keep building it and so we can continue accessing more students and giving them opportunities in music.
Absolutely. Have you seen this program transform any of the children?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every day, even just from the day-to-day of seeing students grow up.
Yeah.
When you see, a freshman who's still trying to figure out what they're doing in high school, music teaches a lot of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches coming to rehearsal prepared, bringing your part, being ready to collaborate. All of these are good life skills. And then more specifically, there's one student I have in mind who, he came to me and didn't really know what he was going to do with his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he started talking last year with me about, I think I might want to pursue music as a career and become a teacher, and so that he can give those same opportunities to students.
Yeah.
And so we're lucky that with some opportunities he's gotten this year that he has been offered a full ride scholarship to a music school.
No way.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. That's got to be a feel good when you've got a student that comes to you and you help them and then they want to grow up and be exactly what you are to help other students, and just they found that outlet to be something.
Yeah, it's really inspiring. I'm thrilled to work where I am.
Yeah, absolutely. So for this particular concert that you guys are doing, have you guys done anything like this in the past, or is this a first-time thing?
Yes, so this is our third year of doing this concert.
Oh, okay.
So we started 2 years ago when we played Vivaldi's The Four Seasons,
mm-hmm.
And we brought in a guest soloist for that, and ever since we've just been bringing in more soloists to work with our students, and it's a great way for us to raise funds for our program.
Yeah, other schools or music programs bring in, like, higher up people like that, like you guys are, to flourish the students?
So they usually do. It's usually a one-time thing, though. Usually a professional will come in for a day
right.
and, you know, give students some thoughts. But what we've been lucky to do with this program is extend that. And so
right.
now these students get to be in the rehearsal process alongside these musicians, not just listening to them.
Yeah.
And it creates a more interactive experience where students can learn in the moment with these incredible professionals.
It probably gives them more drive, in all honesty, too, because they've got the professionals next to them, like, holy smokes, like, okay, I've got to step my game up. I've got to be the best that I can be. And then in turn, that just makes them grow that much quicker.
Absolutely. Yeah, they really step up their game when these guest artists come in.
I bet, like, oh, I would be like, they're celebrities.
Right.
That's awesome. Okay, well, we're going to pick it up in about 30 more minutes with Alex on more on the McKay Orchestra. So stay tuned, you guys, and we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino. We'll be back in about 30 minutes. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Alex from the McKay Orchestra. So we were just talking about, I guess, the specifics on what you guys are doing, but we haven't dove into the type of music you guys are going to be playing.
Yeah, so this concert is going to feature a wide variety of music. So we are playing, with the soloists, we're playing Vivaldi's Double Cello Concerto. So
okay.
two cellists from the symphony soloing, and alongside our chamber orchestra. We're going to be playing a little bit of Mozart, some Barber Adagio for strings, if you've seen the movie Platoon. It's that heartbreaking scene and that just quiet, intense string music that
yeah.
people are going to love. And then in the second half of the concert, we're playing Schubert's Unfinished Symphony,
okay,
which is a really just intense, good piece of music that the kids have had a lot of fun with. And we're ending it with a Mexican danzón.
Okay.
So a little bit of dance music to get people out of their seats a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, how fun. What would you say is your favorite piece out of those? I know that's probably a really difficult
question.
It
is really difficult. Part of me wants to say the Barber Adagio just because of the emotional depth it takes to perform that piece.
Yeah.
And watching the students really access that part of their musicianship has been inspiring.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult.
I bet.
For them to do. It's not easy. So typically high school orchestras do not attempt it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think that's exciting. And then also the danzón for me is just fun.
Yeah. How long have you guys been preparing for this concert?
So some of the music we got, before winter break, so around beginning of December, end of November. And some of the symphony stuff we've been tackling, at least on the back burner, since September, October.
Yeah. Okay, so that's exciting. It's been in the works for a little while. Okay, so this event is March 21st, 2024, 7 p.m., and it's at the Smith Auditorium, and that address is 270 Winter Street, Southeast Salem, 97301. How much is it to go?
Yes, so tickets start at $25. It's general admission.
Yeah.
And then we also have $5 student tickets.
Oh, okay. So it's very reasonable priced for this.
Yeah.
And does this money help go towards funding you guys?
Yes. So this provides educational experiences, sheet music, and instruments for all of our students.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to pick up more with Alex in just about 35 minutes. So stay tuned, you guys. Back to Dan Bongino. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Alex from the McKay High School Orchestra. And we were just talking about how the general admission's $25, and then for students it's $5. And you guys put that money back into your program.
Yes, that's correct. So part of why we started doing this fundraiser is we want all of the hard work that students do to go directly back into their education.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fundraisers like to take at least 50%, if not more, off the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than that money going to some outside company, we want to keep all of that money in Salem and keep it in students' educations.
Yeah.
So every penny raised from this concert goes directly towards the music program.
I love that. And can you list some of the things that you guys apply it to?
Yes.
Again?
So we use this funding to purchase new instruments for the students, to secure private music lessons for them, because a lot of students who want to advance after high school, they
yeah.
need private lessons and mm-hmm. that individual attention. And we also use it to fundraise for trips and other educational experiences for students.
That's so awesome. All right. And then this is, again, this is tonight at 7 p.m. at the Smith Auditorium. And you said that it's in a certain building?
Yes. So it's Smith Auditorium on Willamette University's campus. If you've been to any Oregon Symphony concert in Salem before, it's that same auditorium.
Okay. Awesome. And then can you recap again, like, what type of music you guys are going to be playing and just a little bit more about the program?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll be having our chamber orchestra with just strings on the program in addition to our full symphony orchestra. And we'll be playing everything from Vivaldi to Mozart to some newer music like the Danzón by Arturo Márquez, mm-hmm. and everything in between. We're going to have our two Oregon Symphony cellists with us performing the Vivaldi double cello concerto, and it's going to be a really riveting night of music.
Yeah. I think what I love the most is, so I didn't realize that you guys were so heavily involved, so I'm a sports mom, and the music side is just as involved. It sounds like you guys do just as much to help the kids. Kind of just find themselves, be busy, hold themselves accountable, give them a passion, a drive, a hobby. It sounds like a career for one of your students that you were telling me about that wants to follow kind of your footsteps and be a teacher and go to school, got a full scholarship. Do you have any other success stories that you'd like to share?
We do. I mean, we have students who go on to succeed not just in music, but become engineers or mm-hmm. firefighters or anything in between. And what a lot of them tell me is that music gave them a lot of those skills to come prepared to, you know, hold yourself accountable and hold others accountable, and really great lifelong skills. You know, we strive for our students to become lifelong learners, lifelong appreciators of music, but we also want them to be lifelong good citizens.
Yeah.
And I think music, just like sports, provides a great opportunity for them to do that.
It truly does. All right, so give us the details of the event one more time, and then I guess where people can go to get tickets.
Yes, so this is Thursday, March 21st at Willamette University's Smith Auditorium. You can get tickets online at mckayorchestras.com. You can also buy tickets at the door. Either option will be there.
Okay, awesome. And if you guys want more information on this program, don't hesitate to email me, amanda@kslm.news, and I will pass it along. Thank you so much for joining me, Alex, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Amanda. I was happy to be here.
Absolutely. All right, back to you, Dan Bongino. You guys have a blessed day. Bye-bye.